Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Welcome back to Granny Shifting. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And it's minute 89. Yeah, 89. Woo! Best year ever. Nice. 1989, right?
Were you born then?
Yeah.
Nah, 88. You know.
What? You're so old. Man. Boomer. See ya, boomer.
Aren't we like in the cusp of millennials?
Yeah.
In the gray area. It's not well defined.
Yeah, it's really not. So, but we're getting into some good action in this.
I was going to say, when's the last time we had a car scene like that like had something to do with the cars?
Probably racing through the tunnel was like the most exciting.
That was last a couple scene. Months ago, wasn't it?
Feels like it was. Yeah.
All right, Ryan made a mixed drink for us.
Yeah.
Cheers. Not our first one of the night, but our first one we're trying on the podcast. This is oh, I didn't try mine yet. It's gin and Sprite.
Oh, so good. Since we're going into the summer months here, right?
It just tastes like Sprite.
I told you, it's only one shot of gin in there.
Man, that's the right amount to put in a drink, right? That's good. It blends really well.
The gin might be near the bottom.
Gin has a nice sort of piney taste, sap taste. Unlike the pine sap moonshine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's really something else.
It's like my favorite summer beverage.
Gin and
it's just
Sprite.
Like so easy.
I've never
it's
had
so
it. You drink
refreshing.
This a lot?
Yeah, well, when I have Sprite.
Oh, okay.
If I have gin, it's just gin and lime juice.
It's funny, I don't get Sprite a lot. As a kid, always got Sprite when I was sick. Like, that's what my mom
Sprite
would give us.
Sprite or ginger ale?
See, we got Sprite, and I realized later, like, most people use ginger ale because ginger is, like, calming for your stomach. But the carbonation is also calming for your stomach. We always just had Sprite. So that's like, I guess it was a caffeine-free soda. I don't know why. My
ginger
mom would get
ale
a Sprite.
Also caffeine-free.
So it took me a while to get over that. I don't love Sprite. I would never pick a Sprite.
Oh, yeah. No.
But when it comes for a mixer, it's great because the lemon lime, it's good for like caipirinhas, one of my favorites.
Is that a fried dish?
No. I saw a person order it in Cancun one time. I was like, what is that? And she's like, oh, it's a caipirinha. I'm like, all right, I'll get one of those. And I was like, this is so good. And so then the next year, Doug went with us, and we got a bunch. The Thrifty Ginger.
Yeah.
So, and then it's very similar to Mojito.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's very similar, but it's similar.
Okay.
But it basically, you take limes, you drop them in the bottom of the glass, you smash them, which helps get the lime juice out of them. They often put like a spoonful of sugar in and then a Sprite. Oh, then there's either white rum or vodka. Technically, you're supposed to use some liquor that's made from like some sugar cane or something, but it's really hard to get. But it's a white liquor. It tastes, you know, vodka and white rum are so, you know, it's just a clean liquor.
Yeah.
You put that in with some Sprite. So it's like a lime Sprite. It's good. I really like them. Mm. Which is similar. Don't mojitos just have like vodka and
mint?
They put mint leaves in, which I can't stand. Having all these little pieces of mint getting stuck to my lips. Yeah. But anyway.
I like gin and Sprite. I also like rum and Sprite. Have you ever had rum and Sprite together?
Like a spiced rum or a white rum?
Yeah, either.
Okay. Like a white rum is very, very similar to vodka.
Yeah. I guess it's usually, what do we have up there now?
Like Captain Morgan. Silver. Yeah, white rum.
Okay.
And with what?
Sprite? With rum. Or, with rum. Sprite.
Wow. Now that's how you know you're an alcoholic, when your mixed drinks are just two different alcohols.
Yeah. Okay. Sprite and rum are really good. I remember it's kind of like a cream soda taste.
Oh.
Very strange.
Huh.
Do you like cream soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to try it sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, something with citrus is good for mixing with alcohol. Because even like orange juice and vodka, fantastic drink.
Orange juice, you got to be careful. Because if you try anything else in it, all you're tasting is the orange juice.
Yeah. It covers it, masks it really
like,
well.
If your cup is like 7/8 full, and you're like, damn, I don't have any room for the orange juice. That's fine. You just put a little bit in, and that's plenty.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you need. See, that's it's funny. We've talked about this. You know, alcohol is like fish. When it's a good drink, it's because it doesn't taste like alcohol.
Right, right.
If you taste the alcohol, you're like, oof. Ooh,
yikes, that's, I'm going to be drunk soon.
Yeah. But this tastes like just Sprite. So either there's no alcohol or not much.
I mean, this is like a lazy man's gin and tonic. What's a gin and tonic? Tonic water,
yeah,
gin, and lime juice.
Yeah, this is just a little
has the lemon added.
The tonic is a little more bitter of a. So it's a little sweeter than a gin.
And yeah. Tonic, well, this has sugar.
Yeah, but good stuff. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you owe me one.
All right, into the minute we go. Dom just declared he's going to take Braga over the border, and I was right.
Yeah.
He's doing it as a favor to Brian because his very next line he says in this minute, he says, but Phoenix is mine.
And he's looking at Brian.
Yes. So he's like, I'm giving you Braga to take back to the FBI to clear your name, get back in their good graces. But he wants Phoenix.
Yeah.
So camera shift, camera change, scene change.
Scene shift.
We're in front of the church, and three guys that apparently didn't do a very good job are standing guard. Okay. All right. Back up a second. I just thought about something.
How far?
We determine the note that Giselle gave to Dom had the address of the church on it.
That's what we think, yeah.
So they knew to go here to find Braga. Makes the most sense. But they also happen to already be standing on the hill looking over that town that the church was in. Awfully convenient.
Like, right. How did they get there?
How did they know to go to that town?
Right. Because
Braga could have been but anywhere Giselle in Mexico.
But Giselle met them there. Giselle met them there.
You think so she probably said, meet me go on to, this hill. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So three guards standing in front of the church.
Have we seen this before? Why do I recognize this type of like... like watch, but on like a leather band.
Vince always had.
Oh, Vince, that's who it was.
Like
that's
wide was. Leather bands around his wrists.
Oh, man, I have this band. This is my biggest watch band, and this bothers me sometimes. Like,
yeah,
this is a lot. It's like sticking to my wrist. I'm like, I need this to move.
I mean,
I can't imagine it being any wider.
Ryan has like a 3/4-inch wide metal watch band, like a fancy Rolex.
Yeah, this is a Rolex
with three L's. And the bodyguard has watch.
I'm like disappearing.
Oh, man. Oh, if you're watching our live video on Spotify or YouTube, you can see part of Ryan pulling a Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Where his body is dissolving.
Yeah.
So the guy's watch is like a 3-inch wide leather band, wristband, and then the watch is on that somehow. Or he has the watch around that. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But he's got necklace, multiple rings, jewelry.
Looking very Miami.
Jewelry. And a do-rag, camo do-rag. And he looks like at his watch. He's camo. Like, man, what's taking Braga so long?
Yeah, he's praying for a long time. He's got a lot of sins. So
he turns around, walks into the church, and nobody's in there. And he's like, draws his gun, looks around, and sees a door open on the side. He's like,
This building's in shambles. Like, oh no, they probably went out this door. Not any of these other openings. But they wouldn't have heard either of these cars start up.
Seriously. Because next scene change and you see a Charger. And I got it right.
Nice.
And an STI whipping out onto the street, tearing away. Like, you know that Charger starts. We already talked about how loud that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did he even pull up to the church?
Yeah, they would have had
quietly.
to coast.
Nobody in the town saw these two white dudes from America going and parking behind a church.
Super loud cars.
As Braga pulls up. I mean, anyhow, they are tearing away. Here. Ryan's distracted by his body dissolving.
Like half my body was gone again.
Where's our lamp behind us? You got to light up the background a little. No, we need more brightness on you.
Yeah, it's just my shoulder is blending into the darkness on the wall, and it doesn't know where I start and stop.
I wore a black shirt, too.
Yeah, but you're not against the wall.
Oh. Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Let's shift my way, man.
It's still eating me. Come over here. It's still eating me.
All right. Ooh, we're getting cozy.
All right.
So we get a car scene, finally. Yeah, finally. WRX and Charger.
Engines revving. Ugh, makes me feel things.
STI should be able to get so far ahead.
Yeah.
You think like an all-wheel drive rally car in Mexico on bad roads compared to a Charger from the early 70s or late 60s. What year?
70.
And it's got skinny front tires. It's got big, wide, like, drag tires in the back. That thing's going to be terrible in the sand. The suspension on that thing is probably atrocious.
Oh. Well, he built this thing from the ground up. Don't forget. Is this the same one from the first movie?
For Rally?
It looks like it.
Oh, it has to be. Remember, like, that was his father's.
With the twisted frame?
Yeah.
The twisted chassis?
He wrecked it, but then wasn't his girlfriend putting it back together?
Oh, yeah.
That was their whole thing. They have frame straighteners.
You can get a replacement frame.
It's not the first time that frame's been twisted.
It was hurt pretty bad after that train wreck.
Yeah. I mean, he had a train. No, a train hit him. Truck. No, he didn't.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah. A truck hit him.
He missed the train.
A truck hit him.
Still. Not much better.
No. So, Braga looks like a small child.
Yeah, he's riding with Brian, and like he's sitting in his racing bucket seat. No seatbelt. Neither of them have seatbelts on.
Yeah, roll cage, no seatbelts.
Bad idea. They should have a 5-point harness. And like, just for perspective, I thought the roll bar was in front of the seat. So he's got veil side seats, nice high end seats. Brian's head is like. Sitting wise, if you're looking straight in, Braga's barely coming up to Brian's chin.
Yeah.
He looks like a kid. He's like a short little guy.
Looks like Brian's about to drop him off at school.
What did he say to Brian? He said, there?
You might get a couple miles out if you're lucky. Is that what he says? Something like that? I was watching.
He doesn't know.
You'll make it a couple miles out. Yeah.
He made a mistake. He hired a professional driver.
If you're lucky.
And then turned on him. And now the professional driver is driving away from his guys. So they're whipping through town.
And now, before, everyone had to clear the streets to let Braga through. But now there's all kinds of traffic.
Oh, right. It's not wide open. There's like cross traffic. They're swerving. And these roads, I've driven in Mexico. It's not smooth. So we get a little scene change here. And there's some guys playing cards. Definitely gang members.
They were ready for this call. I mean, ready.
They got like a call on their walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
And they all just picked a gun up. Like they were had guns laying on the card table.
It wasn't even like, what was that? Like, what did he say? Or like waiting for more instructions? They're just like, we're driving. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully someone took the radio with them.
Somebody was like, somebody took Braga. The guys are running to their cars. What do we got here? We saw them very briefly.
Yeah, I'll back it up.
One was a old school muscle car. And the other was like a trophy truck.
Yeah, one looked like a dune buggy or something.
Oh man. So trophy truck is gonna be tough to outrun in the desert. All right, we're back in the scene here. The guys get the call, they grab the guns, they run. What's this ugly looking? That's a Nova. It's got a long rear end.
I was gonna say like a Ford Galaxy, but what's
this? You can almost see it on the back there.
This has to be Chevrolet. That's so long.
Chevrolet. It's got a really long trunk and 6 taillights.
Yeah.
What would that be? Not a Nova?
No.
What's
they didn't
the car
make the Nova?
Julia had?
This is like a 60. That was a... What did she have?
Our friend in high school.
Yeah.
Her dad built her this old school car, and it had a transmission that you shifted with buttons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This almost looks like it, but
like
I need to see.
Galaxy?
Doesn't this almost look like
what
it?
What is that?
This is a GTO.
GTO.
But they didn't have taillights.
No, that
like
would
that.
Just say like GTO. Try 6.
But it looks like Chevrolet. Like, what else would be that long? Maybe Chrysler. It looks like a Chrysler emblem.
All right, I'm going to search muscle car 6.
This is like a 50s.
Round taillights. We're going to get this. Oh, no.
This is good podcasting. 60. Oh,
cool. Night. That's close, but that's a convertible version, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't quite look like that on the back.
Oh, this is it. Whatever this is. That's got the same details. Three red taillights from a vintage retro car with nostalgia look. That's very unhelpful.
That's hilarious.
It's a little, it's definitely the car, though. What is this? Where, no. It's this got that like trim photos around it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man. It's old car taillights. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Identify this car for us. Comment it on the Instagram.
Oh, I think I may know it.
Oh, too late. No free t-shirts for you.
I think it's an Impala.
Oh, Chevy Impala.
Let's try 67 Impala. No, okay. Well, we'll try that. No, that's too big. Gotta go older. You entertain them.
All right. So I'm going to lay the scene out here. This is Tourist Town. On the one side here, there's 50 hammock chairs hanging up like they're selling them. And on the other side, there's stacks of Coke bottles. Something interesting about Central America, they reuse their Coke bottles. In fact, a lot of times you can't even leave the restaurant in them. Oh, Ryan found it.
Yeah, that's 64.
Impala.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So the Coke bottles, they'll actually pour into a plastic bag and put a straw in it, and you walk around with a plastic bag drinking Coca-Cola. Pretty interesting. But they save the bottles, and they don't want you walking off with them. You know Americans, they'll collect them and put them on a shelf at home. All right.
So and then we got the pickup truck.
Big old pickup truck.
And then what is this?
That's a trophy truck.
Oh, it's is that what truck. You're calling a trophy truck?
Yeah, it's got like the spare tire in the back with a roll cage. You can see the fuel cell under.
Okay.
Like that's a serious off-road desert vehicle right there.
Okay, I thought it was another car.
All right, so Brian catches a little air. Dom, too, over a hump in the road. I mean, they're cruising.
That's it.
No, that was the end. But that's you it. Can see a car chase is about to ensue.
Oh, yeah. I want to see another look at this truck here.
The trophy truck? Or the old?
No, yeah, the trophy truck.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's got the big wide fenders that are like fiberglass.
Oh, sorry no one got that t-shirt.
Speaking of fiberglass, I did a little fiberglassing today.
I saw that.
So
I thought you were going to sleeve it.
I did. So this is what happened. My wife's Acura needs a fuel pump. So
or fuel pump
we have three
module.
Vehicles. Yeah. So Ryan, I'm taking it to Ryan's shop. It's nice having Ryan around. I call him or text him and he's got all the resources at his job.
Except so he couldn't even find which relay
I'm
was.
I'm telling you, I researched first. You can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't call you for no reason.
I thought about like, well, I could start looking on Google. I'm like, I'm sure he already did that. Like,
yeah, I looked around for a while. So the fuel pump was having issues cutting in and out, and somebody said it could be the relay. So I opened up the relay box, and the relays aren't labeled, which is ridiculous to me.
Right.
In one of the boxes, it calls them out, or you can see them, but it literally shows a symbol on them of a booklet with an eye on it. Like information?
Like your owner's manual.
Maybe, which I don't have.
But I found it online, and it wasn't any more helpful there.
Okay. And then the one inside the car didn't even... It was a really annoying like diagram for the fuse box. Normally, it is the exact same like shape, but it literally listed the numbers.
Yeah, I saw that as well. Yeah.
And so you just... And then each fuse had a number, so you'd match up the fuse, but it didn't label the relays.
Yeah. So like normally in ALLDATA is the program that we use, and like you can just search, you put in the vehicle and you search, you know, fuse box diagram, and it shows the whole thing, everything. And this one, I could not find it anywhere.
When I pulled up like an electrical part catalog thing online, it was so impossible to tell which was which.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I could buy a $50 relay. And put it in and hope I put the right one in, but not know for sure. And it might not fix it. And I still might need a fuel pump.
Right.
And there's two fuel pumps. So I could guess which fuel pump it is, replace that, and it'd be the wrong one. And I spent, or I can just take it to Ryan's shop. They're going to look at it. His mechanics will figure out which one's wrong. And for really cheap and a good deal and high quality service, it'll be fixed and ready to go.
That's right.
So anyhow, my wife can't drive her fancy Acura. So now she's got to drive the minivan.
Yeah.
Which she's been not excited to drive because it has an exhaust leak where the flanges were connecting. Mm-hmm. So I talked to Ryan. I said, will this pass inspection if I cut the flanges off that are rusted out and just put a sleeve on and clamp the sleeve down. So that's what he said, yeah, that's good. So I bought the sleeve, I measured everything, got it on, over tightened my one clamp, snapped off the U-bolt. Like I don't know how tight to make them. Right. You can just keep tightening them, and right. They kind of bend the metal together to seal it. I tightened it too much, so snapped that off. So then I had to get my metal shaping skills out, and I reworked the U-bolt around a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because the one was full length, which had extra threads. So I had to reshape it around. So I still had a U-bolt with enough threads.
Right.
Put that on. Great. Done. Start the car. There's still an exhaust leak. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I climb under and realize I never noticed before, but upstream there's two heat shields. And, of course, they weld the heat shields onto the pipe.
Yeah.
And right at the welds, it got little holes in it. All right.
In the pipe?
Yes. Okay. In the pipe. So I'm like, I can pull the whole pipe off, try to weld this with my junky welder and my poor welding skills, which could end up creating bigger holes than I had before. I don't have any plates to weld on. I'm like, you know what? My wife needs to drive this tomorrow. I got JB Weld here. I can fill these holes. But I know how JB Weld is. It lasts for a few days or whatever, and it's very brittle. It almost turns to a glass consistency, and then it cracks.
Okay.
It breaks out. Like,
I didn't know that could withhold the heat or withstand the heat.
Yeah, I'm not sure. JB Weld's pretty tough, and that's not the very hottest part of the exhaust. It'll get hot, but it's not 1,000 degrees.
Right. Well, yeah.
But also definitely a concern. So I thought, well, you know, with concrete, also very brittle. So what do? They add rebar. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add fiberglass. The little glass fiber. So I mixed JB Weld up in fiberglass and putty that on. And I don't know. My thought is if a little bit cracks, it's connected by fibers that still holds it in place and helps spread out. That's how fiberglass works. It's not just resin.
Right.
You have the fibers and the resin together. And fiberglass is very heat resistant.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the JB Weld. So I got all that puttied on there. I started it up and it didn't leak.
Nice.
And I didn't drive it, so who knows? We get a little exhaust pressure accelerator. It might blow the JB Weld right out, but at least it doesn't leak right now.
You can say you fixed it.
Temporarily. I'm just going to order a new mid-pipe now. The whole thing is just okay, now I got to get a brand new mid-pipe. Is
it the pipe with the flex pipe on it?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I'm behind that. It has a resonator in it.
Now that you cut the flanges out, you need both pipes.
No. Because the one flange is on the muffler.
Oh, okay.
So now I need to cut the flange off my new pipe in order to use my sleeve. Oh, yeah. Or get a muffler and I'm just going to have to cut the flange off. But
yeah.
Anyhow, that was my day in the garage.
Nice. The day of a stay-at-home dad.
That's right.
Huh.
Yep. Yeah.
You did more car repairs than I did today.
Yeah.
In my office job.
But you helped.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know about that high pressure fuel pump. Oh wait, is this minute over?
We finished it. We need to wrap this up.
Yeah, this is a 23-minute long.
Already turned it off.
Oof. Sorry.
It up.
Hopefully your car repairs go well this week, even if ours don't. Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan,
and I'll keep you updated on the fiberglass. Fiberglass weld. JB Weld.
You might have a new product on your hands.
Well, I Googled it. Has anybody done this? JB Weld makes their own fiberglass product. So everything shows up JB Weld fiberglass. JB Weld brand fiberglass. So who knows? I might have a new hack.
Yeah.
The best muffler repair putty you can make.
Ever.
It's a mess to install, though, to apply.
Winning's winning.
Fibers and JB Weld. Winning's winning.